This is Dark Matter News. I'm Joshua Stark. In a bold and controversial proposal, scientists have suggested deliberately introducing life to other planets to observe how it evolves. The idea, known as the Genesis Project, aims to send microbes to lifeless exoplanets, potentially giving rise to new ecosystems over millions of years. The Genesis Project envisions deploying AI-guided probes to identify uninhabited planets and seed them with photosynthetic microbes. These organisms would produce oxygen, paving the way for more complex life forms. The AI would ensure that only planets devoid of life are targeted, minimizing the risk of disrupting existing ecosystems. While the proposal is groundbreaking, it raises certain ethical considerations. Critics argue that humanity shouldn't interfere with other worlds, especially when the long-term consequences are unknown. Supporters, however, view it as an opportunity to extend life beyond Earth and study evolution in new environments. The Genesis Project represents a fascinating intersection of science, ethics, and exploration. As technology advances, the debate over seeding life on other planets will likely intensify, challenging our understanding of life's role in this universe. One of the other considerations that this project brings up is the possibility of seeding humanity throughout the stars. With ready-made oxygen on a planet, it would be easy to seed humanity in that stead. Interesting thought, huh? Despite rapid technological advancements, many institutions and individuals continue to rely on outdated Windows operating systems like XP and 95. A recent BBC Future article highlights this phenomenon, noting instances like a New York City hospital elevator still running Windows XP. These legacy systems persist due to their deep integration into critical infrastructure, and also the high costs of upgrading. Lee Vensel, a professor with Virginia Tech, points out that Microsoft software has become so embedded in daily operations that replacing it is often deemed unnecessary. While Microsoft invests highly in AI and modern technologies, the enduring presence of older systems underscores the lasting impact of its early software on global digital infrastructure. This is Dark Matter News. NASA's MAVEN, that's Mars Atmosphere and Volatile Evolution mission, has for the first time directly observed a phenomenon known as atmospheric stuttering on Mars. This process, where energetic particles from the solar wind collide with atmospheric atoms, knocking them into space, has been long theorized as a significant factor in Mars atmospheric depletion. The recent observations confirmed that sputtering played a crucial role in the red planet's transformation from a once warmer, wetter world to the cold environment we see today. The MAVEN spacecraft, orbiting Mars since 2014, has been studying the planet's upper atmosphere to understand how it has evolved over time. By capturing real-time data on sputtering, scientists can now better quantify how much of Mars' atmosphere was lost through this process, particularly during periods of intense solar activity in the planet's early history. This discovery not only sheds light on Mars' climatic past, but it also enhances our understanding of atmospheric loss processes that could affect other planets, including Earth. As we continue to explore the solar system, insights from missions like MAVEN are invaluable in piecing together the complex history of planetary atmospheres. For more details, visit NASA's official announcement at science.nasa.gov. Catch up with Dark Matter News on the Midnight Frequency Facebook page and darkmatternews.com. From Memphis, Tennessee, I'm Joshua Stark.